My mom wears lipstick, eyeliner, mascara, blush, and eyebrow pencil to go to the dry cleaners. Dad is much as he always is, tall, spare, a quiet dresser, a wearer of hats. The difference is his face. He's deeply content. They touch each other often, hold hands, walk in unison. At the beach, the three of us wear matching sunglasses, and I have a ridiculous blue hat. We all lie in the sun, slathered in baby oil. We drink rum and coke and Hawaiian punch. My mother's star is rising. She studies with Jean Mech, with Mary Delacroix, and they carefully guide her along the paths of fame. She sings a number of small but gem-like roles, attracting the ears of Louis Bayard at the Lyric. She understudies Linnea Waverly's Aida. Then she is chosen to sing Carmen. Other companies take notice, and soon we are traveling around the world. She records Schubert for Decca, Verdi and Weill for EMI, and we go to London, to Paris, to Berlin, to New York. I remember only an endless series of hotel rooms and airplanes. Her performance at Lincoln Center is on television. I watch it with Graham and Gramps in Muncie. I am 6 years old, and I hardly believe that it's my mom, there in black and white on the small screen. She is singing Madame Butterfly. They make plans to move to Vienna after the end of the Lyric's 69-70 season. Dad auditions at the Philharmonic. Whenever the phone rings, it's Uncle Ish, Mom's manager, or someone from a record label. I hear the door at the top of the stairs open and clap shut, and then slowly descending footsteps. Claire knocks quietly 4 times, and I remove the straight-back chair from under the doorknob. There's still snow in her hair, and her cheeks are red. She is 17 years old. Claire throws her arms around me and hugs me excitedly.
"Merry Christmas, Henry," she says. "It's so great you're here."
I kiss her on the cheek. Her cheer and bustle have scattered my thoughts, but my sense of sadness and loss remains.